the first venue outside of London to show this, and it ties in with the work that New Brewery Arts did to house homeless people during all of the COVID lockdowns. It's a collaboration between Shelter and artist Joe Cope, who's curated it. We met Joe yesterday, as well as Beth from New Brewery Arts. And just now we heard from Shandor, who isn't from the county, but is one of the people who shared their story that's now inspired one of these pairs of shoes. So I had a chat with Shandor and also Jackie, who I met at the gallery. And Shandor has been telling his story to Jackie, and she's then created this pair of clogs.
Shelter put me in contact with Jackie. She listened to what I said, asked a few questions. We had a bit of a laugh. She had in her mind, I think by halfway through the conversation, a picture of what she was going to do. And I thought, okay, she's interpreted me in her way into these shoes, the little signed, you know, what they mean and all of that. And I thought, that's something I don't see in myself. So looking at my story through someone else's eyes and understanding, I thought, wow, that's really good. I would have liked to ask her about how she actually put those signs and symbols in those places all around the shoes and what they meant for her. But I'd be certainly interested to hear her take on it.
Hello, I'm Jackie Leggett. I make clogs under my name Jackie Loves Clogs. Tend to be mainly women's clogs, but I've ventured towards a men's one for this project for Shoes of Names. It sort of rang a bell because my parents have always been in the shoe trade, 90s and 80s, it all went wrong for a lot of people back then, and they lost their house. So it sort of, you know, makes you feel like you want to sort of be part of it and share the story of people that are homeless, but they're hidden, aren't they?
So you were partnered with Shandor, who I've been having a chat with.
Yeah.
So can you tell us how the collaboration started from your perspective?
Well, I obviously was given his story and I read through it and I took notes, and I spoke to him, which was nice because his story had concluded by then. So we kind of went from how it started. He had an accident at work, which is like something anybody could have. That was just the spiral down, you know, for his story. I just started writing lots of arrows around because, you know, when you're doing it in shorthand, I was like, he went here and he had to go there. It's like you've been pushed from pillar to post, and that's where all the arrows come in. It's like you lose your home and then there's a journey and then eventually you get housed again. So there's always like light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. So I kind of based it on a kind of working clog, because that was the sort of the start of Shandor's journey into homelessness. So I wanted to kind of represent the working boot clog, which in actual fact, with British clogs, that's where they come from. You know, they're from the mines and the industry and farming and all that. So it's kind of a quite nice link there.
So we've got one of them just on your lap. It's obviously part of the exhibition,
yeah.
On display here. So can you just describe it to us?
It's a working clog. It's got a toe cap. It's a lace-up, which it sort of showed the safety of a pair of shoes, which is also in Shandor's story. He felt he had a pair of shoes that kept him safe while he was in hostels and things like that. It's sort of got lots of carving and detail in a sort of folk art kind of way, telling the story right round the shoe. So we start with the back strap, which has Shandor and his son. It's all printed onto the leather. And the design for holes, he injured his back and it was like the disc that came out. So I kind of focused a bit on, there was quite a lot of holes falling down the hole, the spine. He actually gave me the x-rays for his injury. So that kind of inspired all the offset holes in the back strap. Also coming round to the lace-up, we have offset holes, so the lacing isn't quite normal. And then the pictures that hang off the clog, they're inspired by the how it felt once he got housed. It was like that permanence of being able to put a picture on the wall with a nail. You didn't have to use blue tack. That's just to represent being able to permanently put a picture on the wall. And the snake skin, he had a pet snake.
So where are the, there's one arrow that's kind of coming out to the side, isn't there? And in there we've got a house. Well, I would say it looks like a house with a little heart in it. And then this wiggly arrow that's leading to there from a house with a cross in it.
Yeah, because I didn't want to show the story as just like a sad story. You know, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. You can go through it, and the other end, there's like a different perspective on life, I think, once you get settled again. You're not always going to be in that position.
And what did it mean to you being partnered with somebody like Shandor and getting to hear his story and then interpret that in your work?
It's quite emotional, really, because you always go back to parallels with your own life and how easy it is just to end up in that sort of situation.
And what are you hoping for people that are going to come to this exhibition then, obviously for the first time here in Cirencester, that they might take away from, you know, your story, Shandor's story, and all of the other pieces that are in the exhibition?
Perhaps just be a little bit more sympathetic to people, because everybody's journey is different and you just never know one step wrong and you're in that situation yourself.
Everybody sees the negative aspect of being homeless, that, you know, the people on the streets. Joe Public don't often get to see the positiveness which can come out of those experiences. It seems like bad news sells, but what about a bit of good news? What about a bit of happy ever after type story? And I think that is missing, and I think that's why exhibitions like this can actually do quite well.
Be a little more sympathetic, Jo. I think that's something we could all perhaps take away from this conversation tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And also, what happened to Shandor literally could happen to anybody. Yeah. An injury at work, and one thing leads to another. He loses his home, and yeah, we've obviously heard his story. And thank you to Shandor for sharing his story with us this evening. You also heard from Jackie Leggett, and Jackie is the artist that Shandor was paired with, and she's interpreted his story into this pair of clogs, which is part of the Shoes Have Names exhibition. That's on at Newbury Arts in Cirencester until the 3rd of April. Entry is free and it's open Monday to Saturday. You can also read more online. There's a website, shoeshavenames.com, or the Instagram page is at shoeshavenames. And tomorrow, in the final part of my series, John, you're going to meet another one of the artists, Caroline, who's based in the North Cotswolds, and she'll be telling us about the pair of shoes that she's created and the story that inspired her.